Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a development in Europe in the Ukraine war, the genocidal invasion of Ukraine by the genocidal sadist Putin. There was a statement issued yesterday by the deputy of their state Duma, D-U-M-A. A Duma is a Congress. The Duma is a Congress. And the deputy said the commander-in-chief, meaning Putin, intends to, quote, revoke, end quote, Russia's recognition of former Soviet nations like Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia to strip them of NATO protection. What's that all about? Yevgeny Fedorov, the state Duma deputy, said this. He told it to a Latvian news outlet. What Putin is saying, this is Putin talking, NATO in the treaty has a clause 6 that says that disputed territories can't be admitted to NATO. They don't want to get involved in civil wars. So they retroactively, Russia wants to, quote, dispute, end quote, the independence of Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania. If this were serious, and if Putin had any enforcement power, this would be ominous. I think it's a joke, but it's important to now to bear down on what Putin is doing in Ukraine and elsewhere, because he will not stop. He's compared himself to Peter the Great. He was the early 18th century, 1700s czar who invaded other countries and took their land, predominantly Sweden, believe it or not. Sweden had a bigger empire than they do now. They don't have an empire now. But there are a lot of differences between Peter the Great and Putin. Peter the Great wanted to Europeanize Russia. He was afraid of it being looked at as a backwater. He welcomed French culture, European culture. St. Petersburg was deliberately constructed by him to be a mini Paris. He also had a draft where you got drafted for 25 years. And I said this the other day, a lot of buddies, you know, I was in the Navy, but buddies of mine who hadn't joined up would get a congratulations from Uncle Sam, late, you know, 68, 69. You're inducted in the U.S. Armed Forces for 2 years, 2 years. What if it had said 25 years? What if it said, well, you're inducted till 1993 or now you get it. You're inducted till 2045. I mean, Peter the Great had this kind of stuff. Putin could not get away with that. How seriously to take this? But at what point do you start smacking back? All of Europe and the United States so far has looked on this as the ravings of a madman, and they let him say this stuff. Biden broke that tradition in a very good way by saying if he sets foot on an inch of NATO territory, we'll respond with the full force of the United States. I think it's time to say that again. You don't retroactively revoke, end quote, what Gorbachev and Yeltsin and the Russian Duma did in the early 1990s. Say, okay, now we're going to get these countries. Here's the sad thing. I don't think you say this, but it is true. Russia says it wants to spread its influence and its culture. Russia has a garbage culture. It has become a garbage country. Why do I say that? In the 19th century, which is what they're living off of, they produced great novelists, Dostoevsky, great artist Pushkin, many others, Tchaikovsky, mathematicians. In the 20th century, under Stalin, they went communist and they murdered their intellectuals. They murdered 20 million people. So if anybody thought he was a Tchaikovsky or Dostoevsky, he got murdered. And then for 10 years in the 1990s, they had the semblance of freedom under Gorbachev and then Yeltsin. So from the 900s to 1990, in that 1,000 years, the 900s, they had 10 years of freedom. The rest of it was under czars. Many of them were serfs. which is sort of like, you know, mid-range slaves or communists. And then after 10 years of freedom, the Russian mafia took over and is reimposing Stalinist terror. Is this a country that is capable of Western democracy, or is ingrained in their cultural DNA subservience, murder, sadism, genocide, and fraud? I don't want to be pessimistic. There's a lot of indication that it is the latter. But you take China, almost 1.5 billion people. I've questioned whether they are capable of liberal democracy, but then Taiwan broke away, and they clearly are. Russia, I think, is capable of it. But it has got to be crystal clear. France and Germany are wobbly. They're afraid of Russia. The United States under Biden stands tall. Time for him to repeat. You step foot on 1 inch of NATO soil, and we respond with the full force of the United States. But Yevgeny Fedorov, the State Duma deputy, did say that the commander-in-chief, Putin, and he didn't say that out of thin air. Putin told him to say that. They are going to revoke their recognition of sovereignty of Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia. And by the way, Lithuania used to be part of Poland a long time ago, and so did Ukraine. Their real goal is Poland. 1795, Russia, Prussia, and Austria carved up Poland, and it disappeared from the map for 115, 20 years till after the First World War. They want Poland. They're not going to get Poland. Russia has got to come out of its lethargy as a garbage culture and restore the culture that it's capable of. And what's happening over there? People, you saw yesterday, the other day, that France, Romania, Italy, and Germany now back Ukraine for a European Union bid. And that's great. The leaders of France, Macron, leader of Germany, Scholz, the leader of Italy, Draghi, all went to Kyiv to meet with Zelensky. But don't be fooled by that. Because when they say they back Ukraine for EU bid, it takes all of the EU unanimously to do it. Hungary has said they won't agree because they're in bed with Putin. There are 9 million people in Hungary. It's time the EU said to some of these small fry, look, you're very lucky you're in the EU. Don't press us. Germany has said we're going to give them more long-range missiles. They haven't given them anything. They've been saying it for months. Germany is afraid of Russia. It was occupied, half of it, by Russia for a long time. France is wobbly. Macron said, we've got to negotiate. You can't negotiate with Hitler. My advice, what it's worth, to Joe Biden is this. Get them the long-range missiles they want. So far, we've only promised them four sets of them, and they haven't been delivered yet. Double anything he wants. Get it to him. A lot more Russians have to be killed. They can't be permitted to just sit there in Russian territory and bomb all of Ukraine and eliminate its cities. You can't have a state that way. They are animals. The Russian savage must be driven back. Why are we letting them in the U.S. Open? Why do we let them into the Van Cliburn competition in Texas? No visas to a Russian savage culture. No visas to Hitler. We're going to the lines. Bill of Economwalk, you're up, my friend. What's in your mind? No, Bill, we only have 20 seconds. Bill, don't hang up. Everybody on there, don't hang up. We'll get back to you right after the break. I am being forced to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.